Now, Kevin Rudd's campaign to put his own stamp back on the government continued today with a speech designed to sever the link between his economic approach and Julia Gillard's. In his address to the press club, the Prime Minister denounced class warfare and talked of a pact between employers and employees to boost productivity. The plan is reminiscent of the Hawke era accord between the private sector and the unions, though the Prime Minister wouldn't be drawn into describing it as such. The opposition described his hour-long speech as all guff. Lexi Metherill reports.
The opposition leader didn't take up the Prime Minister's challenge to a debate at the National Press Club today. Nonetheless, Kevin Rudd targeted Tony Abbott in his absence.
This was the day for Mr Abbott to defend his case. Instead, Mr Abbott has decided to cut and run from this debate.
Kevin Rudd used the occasion to talk up his economic vision, and his rhetoric is a departure from that of the former Treasurer. Wayne Swan was noted for taking pot shots at big business, but Kevin Rudd wants to forge closer ties.
Over the last 2 weeks, I've now met on four occasions with the Business Council of Australia and the Australian Council of Trade Unions. I've done so because I have never believed in class warfare.
The Prime Minister says government, business and unions need to work together to manage the transition to the post-mining boom economy. He wants them to agree to lift annual productivity growth from 1.6% now to above 2%. He says the ACTU and Business Council have already struck an agreement to work on productivity in seven policy areas. They are electricity prices, the labour market, business productivity, regulation, education, infrastructure and small business. The plan is reminiscent of the accord under which unions agreed to forsake high wage claims in return for social reforms. But Kevin Rudd isn't using the term accord.
One of the great, psychological products of the period of the then accord was that it caused business and the unions to actually come together to agree what was important to grow the national economic cake. What I've seen in recent times is too much, blind adversarialism. And I don't point a finger in one direction or the other. It's just been too adversarial. Therefore, I'm not foreshadowing a new accord in the 1980s sense. What I am foreshadowing is what I said quite specifically, is a new national competitiveness agenda.
In his speech, the Prime Minister returned to themes that he raised in the lead-up to the 2007 election. Then he said the productivity debate should occupy the centre ground of the economic debate between Labor and the Coalition. The opposition has called out his speech as empty. The opposition Treasury spokesman, Joe Hockey.
Well, it's all guff. It's more Kevin Rudd rhetoric. It's more Kevin Rudd fakeness. Have a group hug on productivity after he declared when he first became Prime Minister we need a productivity revolution. Well, in fact, he even got his figures wrong today because productivity growth under Labor has in no way exceeded the average under the Coalition, and even on labour force productivity, one of the measures that he chose to use, our productivity performance was much better than Labor's. So, quite frankly, if he can't get the facts right, you wouldn't expect him to have policies that would work.
But Professor of Employment Relations at Macquarie University, Ray Markey, says the Prime Minister's taking the political leadership needed to build a consensus for economic reform.
We haven't had political leadership in that direction for some time. And if we have got that political leadership, I think the critical thing that can be offered is a cultural change. There needs to be a cultural change where business and unions work together.
Professor Ray Markey from Macquarie University, ending Lexi Metherill's report.